Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
That's Billy and Dusty and Frank bringing us back. Welcome back, 23 after the hour. Thanks for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate, and my websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com, and the one for my book, The Age of the Customer, is ageofthecustomer.com. Barbara Luther is our guest. She's an intellectual property attorney. Her firm is the Luther Law Firm, and that's also put a .com on the end of that, right, Barb? And that's the website.
Correct. Thank
so
you, Jim.
Check that out. So, Barb, help us, give us some tips and best practices, some things to look for when we're looking for an intellectual property attorney, which I encourage small business owners to do, because I encourage them to have an intellectual property attorney. We used to call you guys patent attorneys, but the job has gotten so much broader now, so much more comprehensive with all the multimedia content and all the multimedia, all the digital stuff these days. It's a lot bigger than just patents. And between trademarks and patents and knowing how to secure trade secrets and all that sort of thing, the kind of intellectual property that small business owners create, we need to have a relationship with an intellectual property attorney. So tell us how to find one that works for us.
I'd be happy to, Jim. You can find patent attorneys in particular at USPTO, the U.S. Patent Office website. There's a listing of patent attorneys and agents. And only the attorneys are able to also file, also help you with the legal aspects in addition to patents. There are also patent agents who write patents, and there are also technical writers. In fact, some inventors who've written patents and gotten them through the patent office will also write for their friends. And the cost of the lawyers are the different parties are kind of the way you would expect. The lawyers are usually charging more. The patent agents who actually can help you at the patent office are charging middle, and then the technical writer may not even be able to file your patent application at the patent office, but he'll hand it off to somebody else. Now, the technical writer oftentimes does not have the training that a lawyer or patent agent has. The lawyer, of course, has gone to law school and taken all kinds of courses and is required to have follow-up courses every year to maintain my license. And we are always constantly learning what is new at the Supreme Court, at the Patent Office, that affects whether you can actually get a patent anymore or not. So when you come to us with your idea, we can actually tell you, well, this no longer is eligible subject matter. Mm-hmm. So you want to save your money and not file a patent, whereas a patent agent may not be looking at that bigger context, and the technical writer usually has no pretenses to be able to advise.
So you're saying that there are other people out there besides patent attorneys who are advising people about patents, about
yes.
Securing. There's the technical mm-hmm. writer and the patent. What'd you call them? Patent advisor. What'd you say?
A technical writer.
And
they want to advise on patents, but there's no title like patent advisor.
Right. So. They might be beneficial, they might help you, but they might not give you all the information you need. And one of the things that I found that a patent attorney does is not just to file things for me, but to tell me when not to file. Because
right.
sometimes I should keep something as a trade secret. Sometimes
yeah.
A patent or a trademark that I want... he or she can go find out, you know, you can check for me and Barbara and say, okay, I think you've got a 10% chance of this passing because you're not unique to some others that are out there. You can do a patent, you can do a little bit of due diligence for me with what's available, and save me a whole lot of money.
Exactly, exactly. And that is our ethical role. And I enjoy working with people and helping them figure out what is the best path forward.
Mm-hmm. I have found, I have to say something though, Barbara, I have found in my experience with patent attorneys, is there a little less aggressive than I would like for them to be? And so I'm going to say this, if you feel very strongly about something and your patent attorney doesn't feel strongly about it, if you're willing to pay the money, you know, override them and give it a shot. Don't, Barbara, I don't know, what do you think? I don't know what you think about that, but my experience with patent attorneys is I'm a little more aggressive than they are typically. What do you think?
Well, yes, there are different levels of aggressiveness, and in general, I think patent attorneys are less aggressive than, say, litigators.
Yeah, if they were more aggressive, they'd be litigators, wouldn't they?
Yeah, right.
But I'm just saying, you might want to be if you feel that if they say there's a 50-50 chance, and your patent attorney is leaning towards the negative 50, you might have to be the one to say, look, I'll spend the money. Let's give it a shot. You may have to say that. So don't.
Well, I agree with you there, and you may want to consider an alternative, which is if this lawyer is not excited about your idea,
that's
another they're not
thing.
Going to be putting out their best effort. So
that's another
I've
thing
had
to
a
look
number
for.
Of people come to me and say, I was turned down by these other people, and I'll say, no, I think it's patentable because of A, B,
there's another thing to look for. Hey, Barbara, I got to wrap it up. Thanks for being here. Good job today. Come back soon.
Thank you, Jim. Have a great day.
Barbara Luther, ladies and gentlemen. She'll be back another day.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.